What's going on, everybody, and welcome back to the Motivation with G-Chef Show. I'm your host, G-Chef. Hopefully, everybody's having an absolutely fantastic, amazing, and just blessed rest of the day. And week so far, like always, let me get right into it. This series is called Back to the Basics. Why? Because we get away from the basic and the fundamentals of the levels of elevation through time. We have to get in a mindset of, I'm in a storm, but when I come out that storm, watch out. I started this thing, I'm gonna finish this thing. I'm in it to win it. Ain't nobody gonna help me lose, because I learn from everything that I go through in life. Nothing can stop me but me, and I can proceed and do whatever it is that I set out to do. So that's what we're getting back to the basics in module one. If it can't get no more basic than this, is your why. Why? Why do you want certain things in life? Why do you have to attain it? And once you obtain it, how do you keep it and make it grow? Why you set out for these goals? The reason why is going to keep you going when it gets difficult and challenging out there. This world is not getting any easier, you know? It's sink or swim, and most people just get out the pool. And it comes to a point where you're going to be tired of giving up without finishing. No matter how long it takes how long it takes for a reason, because it's building your character. And once your character is built, then you can proceed to going on to the goal. Because you go into something without no character, you fall for anything. Your standards are low, and you accept anything. So, let's get into this reason why. Why do you do what you do on a daily basis? If you set out to do a goal or something that you said you was going to do, what's your reason for doing it? Oh, I'm going to start a business. Why you want to do it? What's the end goal? What's the midway goal? What's the long-term goal? Why do you want to start it? How far are you going to go with this goal? This business is going to take you to new levels. It's going to show you exactly who you need to be to make it successful. You can't say, oh, I want this. And then you want this because you see somebody else have it. You don't know what they went through to get that. You know, you're going to see the end result. You didn't see the struggle. You didn't see the pain and the long nights, the long days, the long nights, the pain, the tears, and the small victories, the large victories, the segues to it. They see success as, I know it's going to be a difficult road, but I'm willing to get there because this is the reason why I'm doing it. You're doing it for family. You're doing it for yourself. You're doing it to give back to the community. You're doing it for whatever reason that gets you up in the morning and you chase after that goal. What is it for you? If you say you want to do something, do it. Don't make excuses. Don't get lax. Don't get in the mindset of, you listen to people that don't have what you want, because you'll never get it if you keep listening to people say, I wouldn't do that if I was you. Don't listen to those individuals. All you have to do, that's not all you have to do, but one of the things you have to do is you have to write your why down and then repeat it over and over again. Do it for 30 days straight if you're serious about it. You know, and get after the root of why you want to do it, and then everything else will start coming to you. New ideas. Once you have that reason in front of you, you can go and just write down a list of things that would make it work. And then you can write down some possibilities to make it grow. You can write down some other things that when you get to a certain level, this is what you're going to do. Have it mapped out. your why is so powerful, it has to be stronger than money. Because once you get money, then what? It's over. You reached your money goal. Now you don't have any goals outside of money. Then that's when you reach a slowing down point. Yeah, money's cool. Money solves a lot of issues, and it's a tool to use to help and advance yourself in the arena of obtaining that goal. You don't want to just be sitting on a lot of money and like, I got so much money, I don't know what to do. Yeah, that's a good issue to have, but map it out and say, once I get my first 10 to 20,000, I'm gonna give back to this cause. And when I make my first 50 to 100 grand, I'm gonna do this. So map out your roadmap, so to speak, and don't be afraid to really dive into what it is that you're doing, who can help you along the way and make it happen. Don't rush it. Don't rush the process. Trust the process, because whatever it is that you want to do, that why, is fueling you to the greater purpose of getting it done. Because if you don't get it done, who's going to get it done like you going to get it done? Nobody but you. And like I always say, take advantage of the time you're given, because the time that you're given is your time. Remember, your why is important. It's the foundation. And write it down. Make it plain. And I'm going to see y'all in the next one. Y'all have a great one.